Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute 2.0. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is June 20th. And on this day in 1963, the Moscow-Washington Hotline is a system that allowed direct communications between the leaders of the United States and the Soviet Union, also known as the Red Telephone, which linked the White House via the National Military Command Center with the Kremlin during the Cold War, was established following an agreement on June 20th, 1963. By signing the Memorandum of Understanding regarding the establishment of a direct communications line in Geneva by representatives of the Soviet Union and the United States at the 18-Nation Disarmament Committee, after the events of the Cuban Missile Crisis made it clear that reliable, direct communications between the two nuclear powers was a necessity. During the crisis, it took the United States nearly 12 hours to receive and decode Nikita Khrushchev's 3,000-word initial settlement message, a dangerously long time in the chronology of nuclear brinksmanship. By the time the United States had drafted a reply, a tougher message from Moscow had been received demanding that the United States missiles be removed from Turkey. White House advisors at the time thought that the crisis could have been more quickly resolved and easily averted if communication had been faster. The link was encrypted using a one-time pad crypto system. However, the hotline was used for the first time in 1967 during the Six-Day Egypt-Israeli War. There you have it, one piece of Cold War history as it happened on June 20th, 1963. I am David Guerra, and until tomorrow, goodbye.